So yesterday afternoon, after lunch, I sat down with Edward Olson, and he had like a little stack of his own writing, and I wanted to see what he had been writing, and so one of the pieces he had written was for his wife, his late wife Marilyn, and it really moved me, and it was really beautiful writing. So I wrote it down so he could look at it, and I could look at it at the same time. And so, and meanwhile, while I was writing it all out, Edward was telling me so much of the rest of the story, and it's a 60-year story, so couldn't even scratch the surface, but he was telling me the whole time. So I'm writing stuff down, and I'm like, wow, okay. And then I'm looking at this, and so I was just getting this overload, really, of love for Marilyn, you know. And I just took it, and we kind of agreed on a way to sing it, you know. And so this is straight out of Edward's heart and mind and life. We have a 60-year story, and this is called A Song for Marilyn. Let's see. All right, here we go. At 15, I felt I was alone. Even with my family and my home. So on a special night, my friend and I went to the church dance. We got to the door and then across the floor. I saw her as someone I knew I'd adore. The room was full, I didn't care. It seemed like no one else was there except that redhead that caught my stare. I felt real awkward, I took a chance. I went over, asked to dance. Who knew at 60 years that was our start? That little redhead stole my heart. We started out as friends, it grew from there. We fell in love from just that stare. We shared our lives for 60 years, shared with laughter and some tears when I was down and did not care. Fought a war I thought made me a man. But the war came home with me, I fear. Lived inside of me for all these years. She stood by me to help me deal emotions I could no longer feel. She was always there right by my side. What the war had done, I could not hide. At night she'd hold me sometimes with tears. Because my mind was full of nightmare fears. Why did she have to pass away? I thought I'd also die that day. Her love for me is always in my mind. How do I live without the love of the one who saved my life? The hurt I feel by her loss every day. I must live on her memory and find a way. All my dreams of the time we shared, I realize now just how much I cared. I live every day
with her by my side. Love and memories that we share, I must keep alive. She was my best friend, my lover and my wife. But more than that, she gave me life. That little redhead that caught my stare on that special night I saw her there. That little redhead that caught my stare on that special night I saw her there.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, man. Thank you, Edward.